Snipers, you have to see what's happening in the Bitcoin price this weekend, as oh boy, is there a melting pot of indicators brewing right now. Check this out, snipers. If we look at what's happening in equity markets, we are seeing record numbers of short positions, with futures traders holding $46 billion worth of index futures that are net short, which is a record, indicating that sentiment is extremely bearish right now. But what's very interesting about this right now is on-chain analytics for Bitcoin indicates a potential bottoming process, as now we're starting to see the short-term holder cost basis falling below the long-term holder cost basis. Now, what does this mean for Bitcoin? Well, we've already seen three major on-chain indicators cross, which is the deep value cross, delta cross, and pi cycle bottom, which were bottom indicators for the previous Bitcoin bottoms. But now we have the cost basis crossing. And in the past, we've seen a bottom within 4 to 5 days of the cost basis crossing. So now pretty much all on-chain indicators are telling us that we have potentially bottomed out for Bitcoin. But is Bitcoin actually gonna bottom this weekend? While short positions are at record all-time highs for equity markets, this is where we have to dive into the charts, which are black and white, to talk about what's happening. Now, it's safe to say that equity markets closed extremely bearish on Friday. So if we were to look at the charts right now for Bitcoin, it is also safe to say that just look at this S&P 500 weekly candle testing the yearly lows from June. Bitcoin is potentially going to be doing the same exact thing to close out the week, unless something abnormal happens, unless we see a decoupling, which, by the way, on Thursday, we did see a decoupling of Bitcoin against equity markets. But it's safe to say Bitcoin is most likely going to close right around this $17,000 to $18,500 level. And what's very interesting about the way the equity markets closed is that based on Ethereum's chart, it looks like there could potentially be a lot more downside here for Ethereum, because you can see we're so far away from the June lows. It potentially is on the table for Ethereum to actually come down below $1,000 this weekend. And that would actually indicate the Ethereum to Bitcoin chart breaking down below the 20-week moving average and then also breaching below 65,000 Satoshis. So those are just concepts that are potentially on the table based on the way the equity markets closed. But the black and white on the charts right now is that Bitcoin is inside of the lower range here, with 20,000 as a major resistance and 17,204 as a major support. So this is where we could expect volatility in the weekly close to come in over the next 24 to 48 hours. And then when we look at what's happening to Ethereum, what we could expect is potentially the weekly close to come between the $1,000 area to the $909 area, which would be the lower end of this range, unless Ethereum decides to just stay strong against equity markets and Bitcoin, which is all going to be determined on what happens to the Ethereum to Bitcoin chart testing this 20-week moving average. So this is extremely important for Ethereum right now, but it is safe to say that we have to be cautious of the downside scenario coming into this weekend. But for those that watched yesterday's video, I think the best sign of hope that we have right now is what's happening to the DXY. Just notice how we have confluence here with this immediate short-term resistance level that has already touched three times since this uptrend has started, and it shows confluence with this more macro structural resistance level that dates back to 2008, and that is all showing confluence around the $114 area for the DXY. So I think that it's going to be extremely important to watch 114 for the DXY, because we know there's major resistance here, and if the DXY tops out here, that could potentially indicate the bottom, especially with the short-term hodler cost basis crossing below the long-term hodler cost basis. In the past, that has indicated 4 to 5 days till the bottom. And so is that going to be true this time around, with all on-chain metrics indicating that we have bottomed at this point? There's a lot of potential scenarios that are on the table right now, but we know that's very clear, is that retail is net short, breaking records, so extremely bearish right now. And is that a good or bad thing? Well, the markets typically do the opposite of what traders expect. That's a rule that we've stuck with here on the Snipers channel for the last 5 years. And so if everyone's bearish, what if we do see the markets bottom out? What if the DXY blows its top off at 114, market structural resistance since 2008, and then we see the markets bottom out? I think that we have to prepare for these scenarios just in case. If the DXY blows past 114, then of course we'll have to look at further upside targets. But it's very interesting to see all of these things brewing in this melting pot coming into this weekend. I think that there's still going to be some more volatility coming into this weekend. I don't think it's justified for Bitcoin to really be around 19,000 based on how bearish equity markets closed. So we do have to continue to monitor that. I think it'd be interesting to just quickly cover some other revolving parts since this is a weekend update. We can focus in on the cryptocurrency market. Bitcoin dominance still potentially in a reversal. We haven't seen it break down from this inflection point with this bullish engulfing candle. So still, I would say potentially the early signs of a reversal. Once again, Friday, the VIX spiked up 9%, breaking this structural resistance, indicating that there could be more volatility on the table for the cryptocurrency market before the Sunday futures markets open up. Nothing going on with Bitcoin against SPY. I checked it out before we started this video. Euro to USD saw a major push down to close the week. And so all of these things indicate that the DXY is extremely strong and that there is still potential downside move on the table. But once again, the equity markets and Bitcoin so far have held the lows from the CPI data peaking. And remember, there is a potential bottoming pattern that could happen, which is called a double bottom, where we test the lows, but we do not breach the lows. And that is still a potential scenario on the table. Of course, they put the bulls on their toes coming into this close by just going shy of that yearly low. Now all the bears are saying, oh, it's a done deal, the yearly lows are going to break. But we have to keep in mind all possibilities. And so a double bottom is still a potential play on the table. Let's see what happens, snipers. It's going to be an interesting week, to say the least. But we're seeing a lot of people short right now. We're seeing a lot of bearish biases. And that's typically when you'll see the markets do the exact opposite of what everyone expects. So hopefully this was a glimmer of hope for those Bitcoin bulls out there. Let's see what happens, snipers. We'll continue to update you guys, as always, on the number one cryptocurrency channel on the internet. And remember to smash the like button for the YouTube algorithm. Enjoy the sunset with me before we wrap up this video. And until next time, snipers, I will see you guys later. Snipers.